Amazing. So hello and welcome to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. So many good things for today. There's a couple of celebrations and wins that I want to do, and how today fits into all of it. I just love how the universe shows up. So this morning, my team told me, Shay, this is our 100th episode. 100 amazing guests that have come on to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. So I just want to raise the roof and be like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Who'd have thought we would have gotten here when we first started this, right? It was just kind of a dream that you go, I want to have more people that I interact with and bring their message out to the world. And then, of course, today's guest is all about that. It's like really turning founders famous. So I just love how everything falls into place because today's guest is Kaylee Hamilton. She is the founder of Uplevel Agency and a two-time Emmy Award-winning celebrity news reporter, journalist, and producer. Now, Kaylee grew up just mesmerized by the glamour of Hollywood and really the influence of celebrity. And it was really her childhood dream to just meet the people that people would adore in the world and to be able to speak to them face to face and to connect with them, frankly, as humans. She didn't want to necessarily be them, she just wanted to know them. So, as a celebrity journalist for over 7 years, she's interviewed hundreds of A-list stars, including The Rock, Kim Kardashian, Chris Pratt, Katy Perry, and so many more. She's done the big red carpets, including the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Grammys, the Emmys, and now she is really helping founders become the go-to experts and visible thought leaders of their industry. So you can see why I'm so excited to welcome Kaylee to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you?
Yay! Thank you so much, Shay. Congratulations on 100 episodes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. And I just, like I said, I can't believe that the universe goes and makes you our 100th guest,
Oh, I feel
right?
so special and honored, and yeah, it does feel very aligned. So I'm so excited to talk to you.
I'm stoked because I mean you've broke into the Hollywood world and the Hollywood experience and see the behind the scenes and see why things work and why people become influencers. And you've now then taken it and twisted it to the point where it's like, let's just help the everyday CEO who is a rock star in their own industry. Really support them in utilizing the same platform that you've mastered to build a voice for them. Can you
Yeah.
share a little bit about why would a CEO in the first place even want to consider media
Yeah.
and looking at something like this?
Yeah, definitely. I know. I like you said, like I grew up just really mesmerized by celebrities and more so just that power of fame and that, obviously, getting to know the people behind those characters. I'm like, who are these people that the world adores? Clearly, there's something very magnetic about them. And so, after meeting and interviewing so many, COVID happened and things changed. And
Yes.
that was when, red carpets shut down, everything shut down. And that was when I discovered other celebrities. And I joke today that CEOs are my new celebrities because it was when just like thought leaders, experts in all different types of industries, entrepreneurs, founders, I felt like they showed up for me and by making themselves visible. And by visible, I mean they were showing up on podcasts and they were on TV and they were getting featured in the articles. And I just had never really looked outside my kind of Hollywood bubble. And when I did during COVID, I realized, oh my gosh, there are so many other incredible people outside of Hollywood who, first of all, just helped me personally during like a low, kind of darker time in life. And so I was just so grateful that those people made themselves visible to help me. I call them my like distant, not so distant mentors because they just showed up. And so they helped me so much. And I was like, wow, I want to pay it forward and help people like them be seen because I know how that works on the Hollywood side. And I know how powerful it can be because I've personally experienced how much these people are able to help other people who need to hear their message, who need to hear their story, who can be inspired by them, who can be supported by what they know, their expertise. And so, going back to your question, is like, to me, that's why it's so important for CEOs to be seen, is because they are the visionaries of the world and they are making a huge impact and they're building something and creating something that's really powerful and needed in the world. And beyond that, a lot of them have such unique, interesting, inspiring stories. And especially as they find success, going back and telling that story can really inspire other people to take that step and walk in their footsteps. So to me, that's why it's so important for CEOs to be seen, and it's so that they can help the people who need to hear from them and who need to hear their message.
We're definitely in alignment there because that's why I love working with them, right? The visionaries, the ones that are boots on the ground, getting things done, really helping their communities, whatever that looks like for them. And essentially, we're both supporting them in having a bigger stage, right? Having a bigger platform so that we can spread that message and utilize what we know on the behind the scenes to make it so they can serve more and really dive into their mission and what they're wanting to do, right? Oh, I love
Absolutely.
that. That's amazing. So, some like, even if we just go back to COVID, right? You're right. It turned all of our worlds upside down, right? I went from in-person events to completely no events. I actually had an event that was, so we shut down on Friday the 13th. And I had an event starting on Monday for 600 women to show up in Santa Cruz.
Oh
Yeah,
gosh.
that was
Everyone has
crazy,
those stories.
right? But it's like we all got together and said, we can't not help these 600 women. How are we going to make it happen? Right? So we switched to the virtual world. We were already using Zoom, like we just made it happen type of thing, right? But if you've got somebody that's a CEO and they're wanting to get their message out there more or on a different platform or just being seen as that leader, because when they're doing events, they're being seen as the leader in their industry. This is just like another push forward. Why? Like, isn't it just for, I mean, is it really for CEOs? Like, what is the benefit, I guess you could say, of having somebody that's a CEO that's, you know, helping people get speaking gigs in their own backyard or helping, you know, women, one of our clients is women who are over 40 who really want to be a mom, helping them, you know, get pregnant. And what does that look like? And do it naturally. Like, why? Why would media support them?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Because you can only go so far with your owned platform. So your owned would be your website, and then your social media. And those are both very powerful, of course. And then there is paid media, which is paid ads. So that's, of course, also very powerful.
Which constantly changes,
Which
like
constantly change, like
constantly
all the
changes.
things changed, and even the media changes, but it's also stable that it is always an extremely powerful platform. And the more that you just continue to pitch yourself to the media and try different angles and meet different people and get your story out there, you will have success and eventually get featured in an article, get interviewed on a podcast, do a TV segment. And the media is just so powerful because it is so worldwide. And these media platforms do have very strong audiences that are tied to reading that specific publication, or they watch that show every morning, or they listen to that podcast on the drive to work every single day or every single week. And so they have built in really stable audiences where that know or that trust factor is already there. So that's really helpful when you do interviews in the media. And yeah, that would be the first part. And the second part is just how it helps founders is like the credibility and the authority that you get when you are featured, because that's the thing with earned media. It's earned. So you don't own it. You can't pay for it. It's earned. So basically you are getting this third party platform to feature you and to feature your story and expertise. So that in itself gives you some amazing credibility and authority in your space, which really helps to elevate and upgrade your brand overall. Mm-hmm. And then just overall, holistically with media exposure, it really builds your brand and your reputation and your brand trust too. Because with your trust, like when you're featured in media, it shows that these media platforms, they've done their due diligence. The reporter has researched you and interviewed you and basically vetted you before putting you on this platform. Mm-hmm. So that really builds up your trust and again, credibility and authority. So there's a lot of different factors to why media is so powerful.
Yeah, I think the big difference I heard in there is paid versus earned.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can't pay to get into certain articles, let's say in Forbes. Like you've gotten some of your clients into Forbes in like 6 months or something crazy like that, right? Like, holy cow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, you can't pay to get that. Like if you paid for a commercial or whatever, but having an actual article, like that's kind of coveted space.
Coveted,
Which is
yeah.
amazing. Yeah. Okay. So someone might be asking, that's great and amazing, but how in the world do I craft some type of story that would be even interesting for the media in the first place?
Definitely. The first, and this is why I like to work with multi-passionate and founders who are also open to talking about their story, founders who are transparent. And that's the magic of authenticity, is vulnerability. And that's really what makes you magnetic, is just being open to being transparent about your story, your journey, where you are today. So that would be the first thing, is getting clear on what parts of your story are the most noteworthy. Like, for example, if you're at a party and you're meeting new people, telling acquaintances about you, and maybe they ask, oh, like, okay, tell me about your journey, your story, whatever it is. High level, it's like, what are those key points that you always kind of bring up? And what's that one specific point that you bring up to them where they kind of do a double take and they lean in? I call this like your name drop. It's like, what's that little, where sometimes it even feels a little cringy. You're like, humble brag, but I'm here to tell you, like, own your humble brag when it comes to the media for sure. So just thinking about what that thing is where people do a double take and they lean in and they're like, whoa, what was that? That's really cool. Tell me more about that part of your story. So kind of sitting back and like doing an exercise of like getting grounded and getting clear and like shutting off all distractions and thinking, okay, what are those interesting parts of my story that I would be open to talking about in the media? And then even things like accolades, if you have credentials, those are really powerful. So anything that helps build your credibility in the first place. And then getting clear on how you want to just publicly position your company. And that goes back to your mission. It's like, who are you serving? And what is your ultimate overall purpose in what you're doing? So something else that can be helpful too is when you think about what industry you're in, you can see what's being reported on already and think about, what's my opinion on this newsworthy piece? Like, do I have a differing opinion of what other experts are talking about? If so, like, leverage that, post about that, give that to reach out to journalists and tell them that. Or if things are being reported on in your industry where you're like, okay, there's also this other big topic happening, why is nobody talking about this? Why are journalists, why is this nowhere? But I know it's happening. That is gold. Speaking from a journalist perspective, it's like they always want sources. They always want the inside scoop. That's their entire job. So if you have an inside scoop on something happening in your industry that you want to own that information and you can talk about it and that's all good and fine, then that's something else you can own, is that piece of something going on in your industry that isn't being talked about. So those are some of my kind of top tips for crafting your story and being unique when it comes to reaching out to the media with your story.
So a lot of our listeners, do stages and they're, wanting to get more impact, and they have probably already crafted some type of signature talk that they utilize and how they share their message. And, this is who I am, and, everything wasn't so great and amazing. This is the journey, the hero's journey that I've gone through. So you're saying kind of take that information, and then it's just putting a little bit of a spin on it for the perspective of what the journalists are looking for in the timely manner that something might be happening right now, right? If there's a certain season that, it's, I don't know, something awareness month, and that's what your niche is, right? Like, you definitely want to go a little bit harder leading into it, maybe. Like, how much lead time does somebody need, like a reporter need, to find somebody, find a source, an expert, to then get it into a story, to then publish when it's relevant?
Digital reporters move really quickly. They obviously have their finger on the pulse of all news. So if you foresee something coming up, or you see that something in your industry like just dropped, and you're like, I can speak on that. I have a strong opinion. I have strong expertise. Then I would reach out immediately and literally, like, same day you read the article, because journalists are behind the scenes working on that and they're actively looking for sources. So I would move really quickly with something that's very timely, very newsworthy happening right then and there. And then, as far as lead time for seasonal topics, yeah, that's definitely a really good point to bring up, is like, if International Women's Day, that's in March, like, if that's coming up, that's really a powerful seasonal topic for female entrepreneurs. For something seasonal, I would give it at least 3 months lead time if you're reaching out to journalists who might be doing big articles, either digital, digital for sure. And then print is even longer lead. Like, that can be 5 or 6 months. Print takes a while, unless it's the weekly magazines. Those happen a lot quicker, but monthly print magazines take a while. TV is a lot quicker. Their newsrooms just, like, move very quickly, but they do plan ahead for seasonal topics like International Women's Day. So I would give that, even for TV, maybe 2 months. So
So
different
it's
lead
really
times.
kind of like, so if somebody, I don't know, helps with relationships or children or something like that, and children are coming out of school, and it's like, okay, what do you do for mental health for children? Let's say that's your topic or something. Going into summer might be something that would work for you, that you would have a topic that would be newsworthy to start reaching out in April to then get them ready for the summer, right? Does that make That's what you're saying? Okay. That makes sense. Now, what would you say are some like actionable steps when, like, so okay, you've reached out, you've found something, now you're getting ready to do the actual media interview. What are some actionable steps that people need to be aware of and start thinking through ahead of time? So when they do hit the interview, it's like wham bam. They have the sound bites, they have all of the pieces, and they're ready to rock and roll and look like the pro that they are.
Definitely. And that's the most exciting part. It's like, okay, I've, like, come up with the story, I've written my pitch, I found the perfect journalist or the podcast host or the producer at the TV station, and then they're like, yes, we need you. And sometimes it happens really quickly, especially with TV. They're like, okay, literally in a couple of days, come into the studio, let's do this. And so you definitely want to mentally prepare, and also just prepare beforehand. Things like, and I'll go through this. So the first one, and I talk about this in my training, which I'll bring up later, but the first piece to prep for the interview is, I like to just research the media outlet in general. So if it's a journalist, then I like to read their column, a few articles that they've recently written on, and see, okay, what are their main topics that they report on? What's their beat? How do they write the articles? How are they implementing and integrating experts into their article? And then, obviously, being aware of the outlet itself. Is it a business outlet? Is it a female outlet, a motherhood outlet? So being aware of that, and even with TV, I definitely would want to watch a segment beforehand. So if you know that you're going to be interviewed by a particular host, watch a couple of their segments just to get a feel of like their energy, how they conduct interviews, what kind of questions they ask. That definitely helps with the nerves. And then with podcasts, like I like to listen to an episode or two before being interviewed on a podcast and looking into, okay, who is the host? What do they do? What's the business? What topics do they like to speak on? Again, getting the energy and feel for the type of interview. So that would be number one, is just researching the media outlet. And then number two is kind of two parts. It's crafting your key messages and also getting really clear on your signature story. So kind of like what you said, like your signature topic, signature story that you tell when you're giving a talk. So getting clear on your signature story, which is those main like five bullet points that you can hit, because a lot of people, especially with podcast interviews, they'll ask, okay, tell me about your journey. How did you get from there to here now? And sometimes for people, that can be a really overwhelming, daunting question. It's like, where do I even begin? And so if you get really clear on just like five key topics, bullet points that you want to hit about your story that will lead you into a perfect segue into the topic that you want to speak on, that's really helpful. And then getting clear on your key messages. So whatever takeaway topics that you want to convey in your interview, and you want to make sure that you always go back to those or clearly communicate them at one point or another, depending on what questions are asked. So just getting clear on those, your story and your messages. Practice, of course, it's really helpful to just, whether it's like going live on social media or practicing with your team member. Practice is definitely important because, you know, nerves can come in. And I always tell people, I used to struggle with super nervous, anxious energy, like before going into celebrity red carpet interviews. Like, no matter how many interviews I did, I would get so nervous. And then I realized and was taught that nervous, anxious energy is the same as excited energy. It's just like one place is coming from like scarcity, lack, oh, I'm scared. And then excited is like abundant and positive. So just kind of transferring that anxious energy into excited energy, that really helps me before going into interviews. So that's part of kind of practicing before an interview. And then ultimately, when you do your interview, just be genuine, be authentic. Don't try to be somebody that you're not. Just a key point there. And then stay calm and composed. Like I said, sometimes that's easier said than done. And the more interviews you do, the easier it gets.
It's true.
But just, yeah, shifting that energy into excited energy, it helps me. And something else that helps me to stay calm and composed during interviews is breath work. So before I go into an interview, I like to do just box breathing, where you breathe in for 4 counts, you hold for 4 counts, breathe out for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts. And just that box breathing, like a handful of times, really calms my nervous system. And it really gets me just out of my head, into my body, ready for an interview. So that's another key tip. And
I
then
think
something
anybody can
else
use that. It's just in life.
in life, literally, I know breathwork is really powerful when you like learn how to kind of just be more in control of your breath, because that's the thing that you forget first and foremost. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm not even breathing. Like, no wonder my body's freaking out.
Now, I have a question. So, some outlets like podcasts are okay with you doing some type of call to action or a gift or way to point them back to what it is that you're doing. Are you able to do that? And let's say like on TV or in a Forbes article or something along those lines as well?
That's a good question. Yeah, I tell our clients to never be too overly promotional, because of course, it's like, this is the whole reason I'm doing PR. It's to promote and doing this interview. It's to promote my business, promote my brand, so on and so forth. But by default, you are getting brand recognition and promotion just by sharing your story, sharing your expertise, being there, being featured. And you don't want to come off overly promotional, because it's the journalist's job and the podcast hosts and all of them to have an interesting story, an interesting article that's click-worthy and listen-worthy and will get the downloads and the clicks and the reads. So, I would always wait until the end for that call to action. And when it comes to podcasts, a lot of the times, almost every time, podcast hosts will ask for that call to action. Okay, thank you so much. Where can people follow you? Where can they find you? What can they download, et cetera? So that's something, that's a tip, is to be prepared for that call to action. Same with television. Usually at the end, they'll ask for that call to action, or at the very beginning, they'll give a little overview of your bio. So that is promotion in itself. Also, sometimes it'll just be on screen, like your website will be on screen during your interview. So you're already being promoted. Something to keep in mind when you're interviewing with journalists, who are really just trying to like get the story, get the scoop, get the source. Sometimes they are featuring you, but with journalists, you want to make sure after you maybe do a phone interview with them, especially if it's about a newsworthy piece, ask them, make sure that they're clear on exactly like how to spell your name, what your title is, CEO and founder of, name of company, and then ask them to please link back to your website, because you want to get that backlink and that SEO. And our digital platforms are not always guaranteed to do backlinks. So that's a give or take. You can always ask. It's perfectly fine to ask, like, can you please link this? And sometimes they'll be like, we don't do backlinks. And then sometimes they will. And so that's something that you'd want to be clear on when it comes to promotion.
Okay, so great segue. How do people connect with you, and do you have a free gift for our audience?
Yeah, thank you, Shay. I appreciate it. Yeah, you can connect with me on social media. I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn at Kaylee Hamilton, Kaylely, and you can find us at uplevelagency.com, UPLVL agency.com. And I do have, which you have the link to, my free training, which goes in depth into this step that I was going over on how to prepare for your interview, and it's called the 6 steps to become the celebrity expert of your industry in 2024. So in these six steps, I go over things like how to hone your visibility mindset, how to be seen as a thought leader, how to find the magic of your story, how to reach your people, how to secure your stage, and then step 6 is how to nail your interview. So you can grab that for free at the link provided.
Beautiful. So we will have the link in the show notes. Thank you for that. And my last question for you today is, what is a takeaway or a memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with?
Yeah, I just want founders to remember that their story is meaningful and powerful, and what they're doing is so impactful that it needs to be shared with others to inspire them and to help them and to ultimately change their lives for the better and make a positive impact.
Beautiful. Thank you, Kaylee, for joining us on the 100th episode
Yay!
of Creating Powerful Impact. And I want to thank all of our listeners for listening. I'm excited for you to take all of these lessons, all of these resources that you've learned here today, start implementing, getting you on different types of stages so that you can create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Creating Powerful Impact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.